This is Wealth Wake Up on KGMI with Dick Donahue.
The opinions voiced in Wealth Wake Up with Dick Donahue are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your attorney, accountant, financial, or tax advisor prior to investing. Securities offered through Cetera Advisor Networks, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through CWM, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Cetera Advisor Networks is under separate ownership from any other named entity. Guests of Wealth Wake Up with Dick Donahue are not affiliated with Cetera Advisor Networks, CWM, LLC, or Asset Advisors, LLC.
As the market got caught up in Good Friday, so we're going to skip that today. Other than tell you that the markets went up pretty much across the board this week. In spite of the release of the Mueller report, the markets did not jump off the cliff, so that's all good news. Mm-hmm. We'll move ahead from there. I also want to talk about this Thursday night out at Meridian High School Auditorium at 7 o'clock p.m., Common Threads Northwest, which is a nonprofit that I'm involved with. I know I did some radio ads here. I use the word ain't it, the term ain't it, quite a bit. I don't usually use the word ain't it, but we were trying to get people's attention. So we use the word ain't it in there, and or the term or the slang term or whatever you want to call it. But basically, the forum is going to say, can you afford to live in Whatcom County? And we're going to have Keith Wilnauer there, who's going to address a number of local Whatcom County tax issues. We also have got Ron Wiesen, who's a Skagit County Commissioner, going to be talking about the success and the issues that they went through in getting the new Skagit jail up and running. But then the big focus is going to be what's going on in the state legislature, and we've got two outstanding presenters that are going to do a dog and pony show format for us on it. Glenn Morgan is executive director of CAPR and also the founder of an organization called We the Governed. And Dave Bowes, who's a communications policy communication director for the Washington Policy Center. This is going to run from 7 to 9 o'clock. But I want to throw a couple thoughts out here to you. The state legislature is really busy this year. They're pushing every form of tax increase through that you can talk about. I'm talking about, and I know that they talked about it this morning on Chris Halderman's show about the B&O tax and the pass-through. Businesses pay a tax on their gross revenue in the state of Washington, and service businesses in particular pay the B&O tax, and as was mentioned on the show this morning. For example, a lot of businesses are not able to pass that B&O tax through in the price of their goods. If you're in a business where you can pass it through, then, of course, you can do that. But they're also talking about imposing a capital gains tax. They are, after 61% of the voters in the state of Washington last November said no to a carbon tax, they are imposing a carbon tax. One that you're not hearing a lot about, but it's happening. When you pay your homeowner's insurance or virtually any insurance premium that you pay, there's what they call a premium tax, and it'll vary on the type of policy and whether it's a life policy or a homeowner's policy or what have you. But they're adding an extra 0.2% to that premium tax. You won't see it directly. Your insurance premiums will go up. But they're adding to that premium tax, and they're going to put that into a firefighting fund. Well, that sounds good, except if they would just do a better job of managing the forest in the first place, why then we may not have the forest fire problem that we've had. And, of course, then they're also talking about reversing the decisions or the progress that was made last year on balancing out property taxes. They're going to talk – they're working towards trying to take that away, primarily because – They changed the formula a year ago on property taxes, and they got extra money into the school district supposedly to help fund education. Well, funding education, all right, it's funding salary increases. And so now the money that they need to reduce class size and the other things isn't there. So they're having to come back and change the way the property taxes were done again. So not only will you pay because of the tax increases they put in a year ago, but you'll pay more. So anyway, Thursday night, April 25th, out at Meridian High School Auditorium, that's out on the guide, we're going to have this forum from 7 to 9 p.m., and it's all about taxes, ain't it? And you need to understand what's going on with your tax dollars and what the legislature is doing, and where we're finding an awful lot of people that don't have any idea what's happening with their tax dollars. And I think it's really important for you to understand. So I'm going to continue here for a second. This week, of course, is talking about taxes. April 15th was tax day, was Monday, and we found out a lot of confusion over how much Americans are paying in taxes. And most people were in for a surprise because they actually had a tax cut from last year. And, of course, you had the Tax Cut and Jobs Act of 2017. The media, of course, has produced a never-ending deluge of misleading and inaccurate reporting on the issue. This last year, there was a study done in all 435 congressional districts across the United States, and it showed that the average household across the United States was going to pay $1,400 less in taxes in 2018. That's every congressional district across the United States. American with children also benefit from the tax cuts. A married couple filing jointly with two children saw their tax bill decrease on average of almost $3,000. And depending on how much you make, where you live, and how many kids you have, the numbers can look different. Americans didn't just benefit from lower taxes. They benefited for the second time around from higher wages, which is generated by the faster-growing economy. Lower taxes for businesses and individuals help fuel more investment, innovation, and what means more jobs and higher wages. Over the last 10 years, thanks to a larger economy, the typical American will benefit from over $26,000 more in take-home pay, or $44,000 on the average for a family of four. And the average tax cuts are a bit abstract. They can seem too good to be true, so we crunched the numbers for a couple of specific taxpayers. So here's two examples that we'd like to talk about. One is Sophia. Sophia is a school teacher. She's a singles teacher, making $50,000 a year. In 2017, she paid $5,474 in taxes. This year, she paid $1,104 less. So that means that she paid about $4,300 in federal income tax. Her marginal tax rate dropped from 25% to 12%. Overall, she got a 20% tax cut because of the new tax law. Then there's the Joneses. He's a sales rep. She's a part-time nurse. Under the old code, John and Sarah Jones, which are a married couple with combined earnings of about $75,000, three children, a home mortgage, they paid $1,753 last year. They just finished filing their taxes this year. Their federal income tax bill declined by $2,000. In fact, because of the larger $2,000 tax credit for child tax credit, they actually got a credit back of $261. So as a result of tax reform, 9 out of 10 taxpayers received a tax cut this last year. Most of them received that through lower employer withholding. And if most people got a tax cut, some people are concerned the tax runs might have been smaller. Well, by the time they got all done paying out the tax refunds and calculating it here, since the initial reporting took place, revised numbers now show that the average refunds are about the same as they were in 2017. Americans likely got a tax cut and still get a refund that they were expecting. Another change, of course, was the cap on local and state taxes. That did impact some people, but basically you had lower tax rates. The top rate dropped. Somebody making $75,000, their rate dropped from 15% to 12%. You had a bigger standard deduction of $12,000 a person, $24,000 a couple, the $2,000 child tax credit. Then, of course, there was the $10,000 state and local tax deduction. So a lot of changes that took place under the tax law. Most people benefited from it. So anyway, Dick Donahue with you. Camille Kopenberg will be right back. Thank you for listening.
Whatcom County is famous for its quality of life, and it's no wonder retirees and others from throughout the country have made plans to move here. Our mountains, beaches, and slower pace is unmatched. Within our county, one of the most beautiful places to relax and savor our unique inland Pacific lifestyle is Semiahmoo Shore, nestled between a gorgeous marine park and the famous Semiahmoo Resort Hotel and Spa. Our Sunrise homes are being offered for a limited time to qualified buyers for an initial investment of only 15%, with 3% interest-only financing for up to 3 years. So if you're planning to retire in another year or two, you no longer have to wait to achieve your dream of being at the beach. Life is short, and we invite you to discover what others from Bellingham, Linden, and Ferndale already have. And making plans for tomorrow actually can begin today at Semiahmoo Shore. 5 award-winning model homes are open daily from noon to 5 p.m., or you can preview them online at semiahmooshore.com. Semiahmoo Shore is listed and marketed by Mike Kent of Windermere Real Estate.
This barbecue is gonna be great. I can't wait to finally fire up that grill.
I know, but let's go over the list one more time to make sure we got everything. Hot dogs and hamburgers?
Check.
Potato salad and chips?
Check and check.
What about propane?
Oh, propane. I guess we'll be needing some of that.
Yeah, it might be good to actually be able to fire up that grill.
I'm heading over to Northwest Propane right now.
Northwest Propane, family owned and operated for over 3 generations. Visit them online at nwpropane.net.
KGMI is your local source for instant news, sports, weather, and traffic information. And it doesn't cost you a dime. Unlike the other guys, we don't tease you with a few free articles a month on our website, then shut you out and demand that you pay a subscription fee. News and information is always free at KGMI.com. And we don't annoy you with full-page pop-up ads either. So remember, whether you're listening at AM 790 or 96.5 FM, or checking out KGMI.com, KGMI is your dependable and free local news source.
The opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of KGMI News Talk 790 or the Cascade Radio Group.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife.
Welcome back to Wealth Wake Up Live. We're Asset Advisors, and we're located in Ferndale on the Pacific Highway. The address is 5060 Pacific Highway, Suite 101 in Ferndale. We're next to Wilson's Furniture. I think they're having a big sale out there. I'll give a little shout out to them. Check out our website, AssetAdvisorsLLC.net or WealthWakeUp.com. A lot of good stuff on there. Check out our insights. If you're curious about what's going on in the market, check out our weekly market commentary. Well, I want to spend the next couple of minutes talking about something a little bit of fun. So if you watch the Game of Thrones, raise your hand if you do. Really popular. It just returned on April 14th. It's the last season. I'm going to have a little bit of fun here. If you've been watching the show, then you know that there is a lot of death that happens. And because we do what we do, you're going to think this is a little corny, but it does also provide a lot of practical guidance to succession planning and estate planning. So we're going to have a little bit of fun with the storyline. Now, just a little caveat before we get here. If you're watching the show right now, if you're just starting it, you may want to change the channel because there are some spoiler alerts that are going to come up ahead. I'll make sure to let you know if there's a spoiler alert. And then if you don't watch the show, if you're the 1%, I'm going to joke about that. If you're the 1% who does not watch it, continue to listen because this is a very practical guide to succession planning. Okay, well, let's begin. Let's start with the first tip here. Well, the DIY will is not the answer, and we can learn that from the character Robert Baratheon. And we can also learn that conquerors don't make good kings. Alcohol can kill. We know that from him. But also, don't go out and write a will on your own. Really think about using an actual estate planning attorney, because it's really easy to make big, costly mistakes, especially when you're writing and using the right verbiage. So in Robert's case, when he was writing the will, Ned Stark actually replaces my son Joffrey with the words my heir.
And we know this at that time. Spoiler alert, the king's eldest son is actually a bastard. Another note here, when I use the word bastard in this context, I'm using the fictional, I just don't want anybody to get offended by it, but it's the story. Anyway, the will and Ned Stark's subsequent actions actually tip off the struggle for the throne, and it costs a lot of lives. So don't write up your own will. Use an estate attorney. The next is don't stop just with a will. And this is going to be really important in the case where you have maybe young children. You want to encourage your family members to develop and fund trusts, maybe for children, to ensure that they're taken care of in the future, especially when the law of the land is a little crazy. So, had Ned Stark done so before he passed away, his daughter Sansa and Arya would have been at least financially secure. And as we all know, what happens is Sansa is left at the mercy of the Lannisters, and Arya has to travel through war-ravaged towns. So, lesson learned. Let's work on making sure our kids are provided for. Another item to think about is assigning more than just one trustee. Okay, so you want to think about what's called a successor trustee in your will in case the original trustee passes away. So again, when we're talking about the Stark family, when Ned Stark passed away, his wife Caitlin was in charge of their 5 children. And they were all scattered around. Another spoiler alert here, the Red Wedding, when she passed away and their son Robb Stark passed away, no one was watching out for the remaining 3 children and their quote-unquote assets. I hope you're chuckling here in the background. If you have no idea what I'm talking about, maybe it'll encourage you to get into the show. Next item, guardianships. Naming a guardian for children who are minors is really, it's essential. And it's probably the most important thing when we do that is you want to actually let the person know that you're asking them to become guardian of your children. And we can compare that in season 2. So when Lady Catelyn Stark asks Brienne of Tarth, she's the really, really tall woman, in the show, to secure the safety of her daughters. The daughters have no idea what's going on when Brienne and Podrick actually stumble upon Arya and find her and the Hound. Arya runs away. So, important to have the discussion with family members as they age and also letting the guardian know what your expectations are and to write it down. It should not just be verbally. And in real life, what would happen is it would go through the courts. And so you want to definitely have that written out. The modern family is changing today. Often you have the blended family. And so we have second marriages, different kids from other marriages. And what happens with that is if you're not communicating, who is going to being left this or that, if you don't have it written out, it's not a good thing. And when we look at the blended family in the case of Game of Thrones, the Starks, they have 5 children and with his wife, Caitlin, and then they have their son from another marriage, or not another marriage, but the bastard son, Jon Snow. And apparently it was he had a little indiscretion during a military campaign. And then also he, quote unquote, adopted another child. And then that was to seal a treaty, of course. But when you have family scattered all over, you really want to pay attention to and have that discussion of writing things down. It gets very messy. We've been there. It gets very messy. So you want to make sure that you lay those out. And it's a difficult conversation to have, of course, but it's better to be done ahead of time. Let's talk about the future. Also a very difficult conversation that we have with our kids, especially when you have a really big inheritance. So you want to be as upfront about your intentions. And in fact, sometimes it can be difficult to just sit your children down and talk about it. There are a lot of mediators out there that will help you with the discussion. Family meetings at your advisor's office. So a suggestion there is taking your kids with you to an advisor review. Talk about, you don't have to talk about the dollar amounts really, but this is the advisor that I use. And he has taken care of me, he or she, in my case, has taken care of me for all these years. This is who you want to go to in case something happens to me. And just having this understanding of who your parents are working with and laying that down. And then also being upfront about your intentions. So how I'm going to drive that back into Game of Thrones is for Ned Stark, he made sure his children knew where they stood in life. And because he knew Jon Snow would not be able to fit in anywhere, he actually sent him to the Wall and that he would have a place at the Night's Watch. Some interesting things there, right? And then another item is make sure you keep your plans up to date. I don't know how many times somebody has come into the office with a will that was written in 1970-something, hasn't updated the language, things have changed, remarriages, this and that. It really is important, and I like to use the five-year number because law does change to at least, you know, if you're not going to do big updates, at least go through your will. Make sure that it's written accordingly, and then again, maybe having your attorney look over it because the verbiage is, it changes. It just, it does. And so you want to make sure that that is all in place. And when, spoiler alert, when Joffrey dies of poison on his wedding day, his younger brother Tommen is slated to take over as king. But what happens if he also dies? What happens then? And so it's not just setting up successors, and you really want to lay it all out. It's really important to do that. I can go on and on and on about the Game of Thrones. I hope some of this information was enjoyable, if it was funny. If you like Game of Thrones, let me know. You can shoot me an email at camila@assetadvisorsllc.net. It's so important. As we know, all men die. That's the tagline of the show. It's important to make sure that we have everything in line. And with that, I'm going to go ahead and end it there. It's time for news and sports, and we'll be right back.
Pick up and go to Silver Reef Casino Resort every day, April 1st through the 26th, and receive your free entry to win a brand new 2019 Toyota Tundra. Plus, earn your share of over $150,000. Winners drawn every Friday night. Eddie Money is coming to Silver Reef Casino Resort Friday, May 3rd, performing some of his all-time greatest hits, including Two Tickets to Paradise and Take Me Home Tonight. Tickets on sale now. Silver Reef Casino Resort, located off I-5, exit 260, where winning is closer than you think.
Treat yourself to award-winning fine dining in the Cows at Silver Reef Hotel Casino Spa. Enjoy our premium aged Agra beef, prepared and finished to ensure maximum tenderness and flavor. Choose from over 300 wine options in our signature wine room for the perfect pairing. Visit SilverReefCasino.com to make your reservation today. Located off I-5, exit 260, 4 minutes west, Ferndale, Washington.
Are you looking for an auto shop that offers honest quality service? Hi, I'm Kirk, owner of Angler Automotive. At Angler Automotive, we strive to make sure that all of your automotive service needs are met. Angler Automotive provides the factory recommended services that are required to maintain your vehicle's warranty. Angler Automotive, outstanding quality with honest, reliable service. Check us out online at anglerautomotive.com.
KGMI News Update.
Governor Jay Inslee's ORCA agenda is advancing in the Washington State Legislature, but the budget yet to be decided. How much of the governor's billion-dollar bold ambition will be accomplished is yet to be seen. Budgets passed by the House and Senate so far contain no funding to continue the governor's task force on ORCA recovery. There's no agreement yet on funding the governor's proposed panel to consider the effects of breaching the lower Snake River dams. Governor Jay Inslee on Friday signed a bill into law that gives cities and counties the authority to use local real estate excise taxes for affordable housing in addition to projects to combat homelessness. The governor, however, vetoed the section of the bill that outlined its goals, saying he was concerned that some could imply that the use of REIT is sufficient for every community to develop affordable housing and prevent people from entering homelessness. The Washington House has passed two measures aimed at protecting state and local governments in the event of natural disasters. The Daily News reports the bills, both sponsored by 19th District Democratic Senator Dean Tacko, passed on Wednesday. Senate Bill 5012 extends the Continuity of Government Act, originally intended for catastrophic attacks, to natural catastrophes. The House passed Senate Joint Resolution 8200. This allows the legislature to enact the measures in Senate Bill 5012. Your KGMI dependable forecast today was mostly sunny, high of 61. Sunday, sunshine and some clouds and a high of 58. And Monday, a little cloudy, a little rain and a high of 57. I'm Clay Willison with KGMI News.
Spring brings longer days and warmer weather, along with great ideas for landscaping and gardening projects. Let the professionals at Wynnewood Enterprises get your home or business ready for summer and bring all your ideas into reality. Wynnewood is a full-service landscaping company ready to get your home or business back in shape. They provide services from pressure washing and pruning to patios, irrigation, and landscape lighting systems. Wynnewood also has a blower truck that can quickly and easily blow in beauty bark, compost, wood chips, soil, and playground chips. This efficient, no-mess machine can handle it all and fast. Check out their website for an easy-to-use calculator to determine how much you need. Wynnewood Enterprises has the experience and knows what it takes to get your landscape ready for summer and keep it looking good all year round. You can also sign up for an affordable maintenance contract. Let Wynnewood Enterprises handle all your landscaping chores. To get a free estimate, visit them online at wynnewoodent.com.
KGMI Sports.
Russell Westbrook had 33 points and 11 assists, and the Oklahoma City Thunder beat the Portland Trail Blazers 120-108 to cut their series deficit to 2-1. Paul George added 22 points, Jeremiah Grant had 18, and Dennis Schroeder 17 for the Thunder. They will host Game 4 on Sunday night. Angel slugger Justin Bour blundered again on the bases, this time failing to run out a pop-up that Seattle Mariners turned into an easy double play in a 5-3 win over Los Angeles. Tim Beckham and Omar Narvaez hit back-to-back home runs to begin the ninth inning for Seattle, sending the Angels to their fifth straight loss. Seattle Storm coach Dan Hughes has been diagnosed with an undisclosed form of cancer that was discovered after a recent emergency appendectomy. Hughes said in a video released by the team Friday that a treatment plan is still being finalized by doctors, but that he's expected to undergo surgery before the new season begins in late May. Neither Hughes nor the team specified the type of cancer. Hughes led the Storm to the WNBA title last season. Western Washington University senior first baseman Emily Benson hit a walk-off home run to give the Vikings a 1-0 victory over Western Oregon in the second game of Friday's Great Northwest Athletic Conference doubleheader at Viking Field, earning a split of the games between two of the top teams in the conference. Western Oregon used a big 9-run fifth inning in the first game of the doubleheader to defeat the Vikings 10-1 in five innings. Western Washington University junior Cordell Cummings has been knocking on the door for a breakthrough performance, and Friday was the day at the Bryant Clay Invitational at Cougar Athletic Stadium on the Azusa Pacific University campus. Cummings moved up to second in the WWU all-time top 10 in both the 110-meter and 400-meter hurdles. Early in the day, he finished 10th out of 60 competitors in the 110 hurdles, finishing at 14.52, blowing past his previous PR of 14.81 set earlier the season to move into second in WWU history and third in GNAC history. Your KGMI dependable forecast. Today it's mostly sunny, a high of 61. Sunday, sunshine and some clouds, a high of 58. And Monday, mostly cloudy and a little rain and a high of 57. I'm Clay Willison with KGMI News.
There's a lot going on right now, and broadcasters are on the ground covering all of it, bringing you the weather, the traffic, and breaking news, all while entertaining you 24 hours a day. Someone needs to tell you what's going on around the world and in our hometowns. And that someone is us. We are Free Radio. We are always there. We are broadcasters. Visit wearebroadcasters.com or text radio to 52886 to learn more. Furnished by NAB and this station.
And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me, and I gladly stand up.
Welcome back to Wealth Wake Up Live. I spent some time talking about estate planning and comparing it to the show Game of Thrones, the last segment. Let's talk about some real numbers here. So 42% of U.S. adults have an estate plan document in place. 36% of adults with children under 18 have estate planning documents in place. 81% of people age 72 and older have estate planning documents in place. Don't wait until you're 81 to make sure these documents in place. 36% with kids under 18 is just too low. Another interesting number. $30 trillion is the amount that is going to transfer from baby boomers to younger generations over the next 30 to 40 years. That's $30 trillion. Yes. 52% of U.S. adults have not made a will. And just if you're listening out there, Washington does have a very fairly easy probate process. I know a lot of people are scared about probate here. I just want to throw that out there. 40% of parents have not talked to their family about their estate planning needs. 28% of people surveyed knew their parents' wishes. 28%. So that's just saying right there, we need to have those discussions with our kids. $2 billion, that's the cost of probate per year for American families. Again, I had mentioned Washington being a fairly simple state for probate. 57% of people who don't have a will said they just haven't gotten around to making one. Make time for it. 17% of people who don't have a will said they don't because they don't want to think about death. Well, as I mentioned, we all die. 50% of all inheritance that are squandered shortly after receipt. And that just says right there that it's important that as recipients of inheritances that those are managed. And I get that because you come from not having any money to all of a sudden having money. And so that also brings up the question of who handles the estate for mom and dad. Do we really want to have the spendthrift child dealing with that? Or even you might have a wealthy child, but they just don't have time. Maybe they're the doctor, they have kids. So that's not always the best choice, too. Things to think about. 68% of all U.S. households, approximately 85 million families, own a pet. That's interesting. So what happens to your pet after you pass away? 72% of millennials surveyed are pet owners. I'm one of those. I have two dogs. And then lastly, 27% of wills have a feature about their pet. So I find that interesting, but we do want our loved ones, including our animals, to be taken care of. So some interesting stats there about estate planning.
Okay, well, I got taxes on my brain today after talking about our forum out at Meridian High School Thursday night at 7 to 9 p.m. Talking about local taxes. But earlier I talked a little bit about the Tax Cut and the Act and the benefit that people had. Well, let's talk a little bit more about how our tax dollars are spent. You know, it's nice to have money in our pocket thanks to the 2017 tax cuts. A typical American is now paying less in taxes. But it's not to say that they're not still spending a healthy sum to Washington. If you tally up the payroll taxes and other taxes on earnings and income, you'll find that the average American household forks over around $26,000 to the federal government each year. Last year, Washington collected more than $3.3 trillion in taxes. So where does this actually go? Well, some believe that most of it goes for foreign aid and defense. Others think that it goes for corporate subsidies that dominate the budget. Well, let's break this down a little bit more here. Reality is health entitlements. Now, that's Medicare, Medicaid, Obamacare, Social Security are the largest and fastest growing programs. Unless Congress fixes these four programs, they and their ever-growing interest payments on the national debt will consume every dollar of taxes paid by 2041. That leaves no money for anything else. Uncle Sam could spend a penny, couldn't spend a penny on defense, food assistance, highways, or education without driving the country further into debt. Right now, Medicare, Medicaid, Obamacare subsidies account for more than a quarter. That's 28.8% of all federal spending. 10 years from now, they're projected to gobble up more than a third of the budget. Meanwhile, Social Security, which is the single largest federal program, accounts for roughly a quarter of all federal spending by itself. Its trust funds already pay out more than they take in. The finances will only deteriorate faster as more and more boomers retire. In fact, by 2034, if we don't get tax some type of Social Security tax reform, the trustees for Social Security are saying that those of us that are collecting Social Security can expect a 23% cut in benefits. Other income security programs, veterans benefits, food and housing assistance, federal employee retirement, disability account for about 16% of the budget. That's more than we spend on national defense. The defense budget covers everything from military paychecks to operations overseas to the research, development, and acquisition of new technologies and equipment. About 15% of the budget is spent on defense. Most of what is left goes to people and corporations who hold Washington's IOUs. That means that they are holding the what we call the national debt. Currently, 8% of the budget goes to interest payments on this debt. Over the coming decades, the U.S. debt held by the public is projected to balloon to nearly 93% of the gross domestic product. Don't blame that on inadequate taxation. By 2024, the pro-growth tax enacted in 2017 will actually raise more revenue yearly than the old system did. No, the culprit is really basically runaway spending, driven primarily by huge increases in health and Social Security outlays, and long-term consequences of deficit spending are dire. Economic growth tends to slow in countries with debt as big as their economy. The U.S. is quickly joining this group. As the debt continues, so does the cost of interest, which will have to pay those who hold the debt. China is currently the largest foreign holder of U.S. debt. Left unchecked, the U.S. government spending and historically high levels of debt will ultimately require higher taxes, and not just jacking up taxes from the rich will cut it, but paying for big government requires high taxes on middle-class Americans too. Eventually, raising debt will leave lawmakers with few options to avoid a financial crisis. Unless we can reverse course, it's only a matter of time before every American will be forced to pay higher income and payroll taxes. On Tax Day 2019, last Monday, we, of course, were thankful for the extra money from the 17 tax cuts, but know that unless we insist and lawmakers suppress their seemingly insatiable appetite to spend, that we could all be paying much, much more in the future. And I'm going to spend some time after we get back on the break. I'm going to talk about you paid your taxes on Monday, and I'm going to talk about Tax Freedom Day. So we'll take a quick break. We'll be back shortly. Dick Donahue, Camille Copenberg with you here on Wealth Wake Up Live.
Since 1990, Carl's Mower and Saw has been providing the very best in power equipment sales, service, and rentals to the people and businesses of Whatcom County. Our passion for power equipment and customer service is evident from the time that you drive into our parking lot until the time you leave our store. We strive to match you with the best equipment for your projects and your budget. Stop into Carl's Mower and Saw and check out our large selection of outdoor power equipment today. Find us on Portaway in Ferndale and online at carlsmower.com.
Whatcom County is famous for its quality of life, and it's no wonder retirees and others from throughout the country have made plans to move here. Our mountains, beaches, and slower pace is unmatched. Within our county, one of the most beautiful places to relax and savor our unique inland Pacific lifestyle is Semiyamu Shore, nestled between a gorgeous marine park and the famous Semiyamu Resort Hotel and Spa. Our Sunrise homes are being offered for a limited time to qualified buyers for an initial investment of only 15%. with 3% interest-only financing for up to 3 years. So if you're planning to retire in another year or two, you no longer have to wait to achieve your dream of being at the beach. Life is short, and we invite you to discover what others from Bellingham, Linden, and Ferndale already have. And making plans for tomorrow actually can begin today at Semiahmoo Shore. 5 award-winning model homes are open daily from noon to 5 p.m., or you can preview them online at semiahmooshore.com. Semiahmoo Shore is listed and marketed by Mike Kent of Windermere Real Estate.
They keep you in the know and on the go.
Now, I've been playing with adaptive cruise control. So my wife finally got a new car.
Right.
And it has adaptive cruise.
The experts from Bellingham and Burlington Automotive, Panacea Automotive Repair, Dr. John's Auto Clinic, and Angler Automotive.
I really like it.
You know, you still need to pay attention.
Oh, I took a nap. Sorry.
Yeah, well.
In the shop, 9 to 10 a.m. every Saturday on KGMI, News Talk 790, 96.5 FM in Bellingham, and KGMI.com.
Because there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
Welcome back to Wealth Wake Up Live. Let's see here. What were we talking about earlier here? The Game of Thrones?
We were talking about the Game of Thrones.
Yeah,
and okay. State taxes.
Okay, well, we'll move on. Anyway, okay. Anyway, Monday was your tax day. You had to pay your taxes. Tuesday was what we call the real tax freedom day. And tax freedom day, which is the day after which Americans have worked enough days in the year to pay their taxes, occurs just one day after the tax day. This year it was April 16th. According to the Tax Foundation's annual Tax Freedom Day report for 2019, the report estimates that Americans will work 105 days of the year to pay their collective $5.4 trillion tax bill, a figure equal to about 29% of Americans' incomes. On the per-worker basis, the $5.42 trillion works out at an average tax bill of $34,578, including $13,831 in federal, state, and local income taxes, $8,562 in payroll taxes. That would be your Social Security and Medicare taxes in most cases. Also, there's some other incidental taxes now in the state of Washington, the leave tax and the other stuff. $4,940 in sales tax and excise taxes, $3,622 in property taxes on the average, $1,976 in estate and inheritance taxes on the average, customs duties, other taxes, and about $1,647 in corporate taxes. Yes, people, not the buildings that house corporations, pay corporate taxes. You're paying corporate taxes in the price of goods. When you buy a car, you're paying for General Motors or Ford's corporate taxes. So a lot of people don't realize that. So basically, just to pay the income tax, you need to work about 42 days. Your payroll taxes, which is your Social Security and Medicare taxes in most cases, about 26 days. Your sales and excise taxes take up about 15 days of your time. Property taxes, just to pay your property taxes on your house, about 11 days of work. Corporate taxes, about 5 days of work, and then other taxes take up about 6 days. So those reforms that basically took place last year as far as the taxes make help change some of that. But with $5.42 trillion, about $34,000 a worker, it's not enough to actually pay for the taxes. You also have the $897 billion deficit for fiscal year 2019. So if we wanted to pay for that deficit, it would take about 22 days longer. But if you had to pay that full cost to government, the average worker would be about $5,700 higher than it is, or a total of $40,300. So instead, current policy is to continue passing those additional taxes on to future workers, making them work even longer to pay for government services that they don't receive. So how does this year's Tax Freedom Day compare with previous years? Well, as a result of the Tax Cut Act, 9 out of every 10 taxpayers received a tax cut. Compared with 2017, the last year before tax reform was enacted, Tax Freedom Day is 5 days later in 2019. Analysis was done on tax cuts and Jobs Act across congressional districts. the average taxpayer did receive about $1,400 in 2018. Even with those tax cuts, the Tax Freedom Day is still later this year than it's been. It's all about a dozen years over the history of the United States. Back in 1900, we just paid 5.9% of our income towards taxes. Tax Freedom Day occurred on January 22nd. The largest ever deficit, inclusive Tax Freedom Day, occurred in 1945 during World War II. Americans worked until May 25th to cover the government spending. This year, May 8th, deficit inclusive of Tax Freedom Day, incurring absent of war and amid significant economic growth, is alarmingly close to that record date of May 25th. Americans can celebrate a significant decline in income tax this year due to the Tax Cut Act. Taxes are by far Americans' biggest expense. At the $5.42 trillion number, Americans spend more on taxes than they do on food, clothing, and housing combined. That burden will only increase as government spending continues to grow. Moreover, federal debt in its current trajectory is arguably the biggest threat to freedom, opportunity, and prosperity in America. That doesn't have to be the case. The Blueprint for Balance, which was a study that was done, includes more than 180 recommendations that would balance the budget within the next decade by focusing on federal spending, on core constitutional functions, and by reducing waste, inefficiency, and cronyism. If you put these reforms in place, it'd shift the Tax Freedom Day much earlier in the year for workers that would mean less time working to pay the government and more freedom and opportunity to provide their own well-being and pursue their own choices. So Tax Freedom Day, getting a little further out there every year. A lot of people don't think about all the different taxes, the combination of taxes that they pay. So you add them all up, it's a lot of money, $5.4 trillion. Mm. A lot of money. It's almost $40,000 a family.
Yeah.
A lot of, you know, you just don't add it up. Gas taxes, think about it, you know, a lot of money. Camille?
Okay, well, talking about taxes in a different way, let's talk about the backdoor Roth IRA. We haven't talked about that in a while. Converting taxable income into non-taxable income is something that, as taxpayers, we are all eager to do. And a way to do that is through the backdoor Roth IRA. So taxpayers cannot make any contribution to a Roth IRA if their income exceeds a specific amount. So if we're talking about this year, 2019, the threshold levels are $203,000 for married filing jointly. So if you make more than that in AGI, you cannot contribute to a Roth. If you're married filing separately, interestingly, $10,000 is the cap. And the reason why it's so low is the IRS, the government, they don't want you filing, married filing separately. Usually it's not beneficial to do it that way. Sometimes it is, though. And then for everyone else, it's $137,000 for that cap. And then if we talk about the thresholds for making a tax-deductible contribution into a regular IRA, for 2019, that's $123,000 for married filing jointly. Again, $10,000 for married filing separately, and then for single filers, that's $74,000. So there are no limits, though, to make a non-deductible contribution to an IRA. So you're putting money in an IRA, but it's after-tax money, and then converting it to a Roth IRA. And that is what's known as the backdoor Roth IRA. So what's the appeal of moving money from a traditional IRA to a Roth? Well, in a traditional IRA, contributions might be tax deductible, but your withdrawals are taxed as income. When you have a Roth IRA, contributions are made with after-tax dollars, but withdrawals are tax-free. And in both cases, your earnings are going tax-free, and then you do have the penalty withdrawals beginning at age 59 and a half. So let's talk about the true backdoor Roth IRA. So that's where you actually do not have an IRA and you cannot contribute to a Roth IRA. In this case, the taxpayer is going to make what's called a non-deductible contribution to a newly created IRA and then convert those into a Roth. So that's all great, but we have to think about some of the pitfalls, some of the considerations to make when doing this process. So first, in many cases, you might already have an IRA. So when we're thinking about it that way, it might not be something you want to do the non-deductible contribution. And the reason being is that you're going to have to do some calculations about what's non-deductible after-tax money, pre-tax money. And it is just a much simpler thing to do if you do not have any IRAs today. So starting it that way. A second pitfall is the timing of a conversion. So when I'm talking about timing, I'm talking about paying taxes on the conversion. That actually might increase the cost for Medicare. So if you're thinking about doing a conversion of your money 1 or 2 years before you start receiving Social Security benefits, you might want to think about that, because when we talk about paying for Medicare Part B, they're looking backwards 2 years earlier. So you don't want to bump your income up. Another consideration. Another idea here is, what about the payback period? And when I talk about payback period, is how long are you going to make up for the conversion itself? Okay. So let's take the example of the taxpayer in a 35% federal income tax bracket. They convert $12,000 into a Roth. They have to pay $4,200 in federal taxes. Well, you don't want to just do that to do that and have the after-tax benefit. How long is it going to take you to recover that amount? And so when we're having these discussions with our clients, we are talking about this being a long-term goal of doing the Roth conversion and having that out there, being able to make up that money is real important. So some considerations to think about when doing a Roth conversion. Of course, you have the ability to do the backdoor Roth conversion as well. And of course, if you have questions, give us a call at the office, 360-733-1200. Have a wonderful weekend, happy Easter, and thank you for listening.
The opinions voiced in Wealth Wake Up with Dick Donahue are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your attorney, accountant, financial, or tax advisor prior to investing. Securities offered through Cetera Advisor Networks, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through CWM, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Cetera Advisor Networks is under separate ownership from any other named entity. Guests of Wealth Wake Up with Dick Donahue are not affiliated with Cetera Advisor Networks, CWM, LLC, or Asset Advisors, LLC.